Hi everyone, this is Andre, and welcome back to English and Phrases. If you're following along with the dialogue, you've downloaded sample dialogue 5, and this is the audio for sample dialogue 5. So follow along with me as always, and try and see if you can't guess what some of the idioms mean before we go through them on the second page. Okay? All right, let's get started. You're not going to believe what Ryan did. What happened? Well, we made a bet on the basketball game last week. Ryan was being cocky as usual, so I told him, "Put your money where your mouth is." We said we'd pay out on Friday since we usually meet for lunch anyways. Yeah? Then what? Well, Friday came around and he never showed. He just left me high and dry with no phone call. Yeah, that sounds like Ryan. So when do you see him again? Well, I called him later that day and left him a message. I said, "Don't just leave me hanging like that. Just cough up the money." Yeah. Anyways, I won't be making any more bets with that guy again. And that's the end of the dialogue. Again, it's pretty short, but let's see if we can't look at some of the idioms and break them down a little bit more into a more layman's understanding. So we're going to look at four idioms today. We're going to look at put your money where your mouth is, don't leave me high and dry, or leaving me high and dry, cough it up, and don't leave me hanging. The first one, put your money where your mouth is, that one is kind of like a, it's kind of like daring a person, or it's kind of like, it's kind of like moving them along or suggesting that they should act on what it is they're talking about. So, put your money where your mouth is means if you feel so strongly about what you're saying, then act on it. You should literally make a bet. Put your money where your mouth is means to make a bet on what you're saying. So, if I say, "I think it's going to rain tomorrow," and you say, "You think it's going to snow tomorrow," and I say, "Put your money where your mouth is," then I'm saying, let's bet on what's going to happen with the weather tomorrow. Now, that's kind of a silly example because no one bets on the weather. But when you're talking about sports like basketball, football, soccer, or when you're talking about, anything else that people normally make wagers on, then put your money where your mouth is a pretty common expression, right? And then I have the Korean translation below that. It's not exact, but the meaning is how it translates in Korean. The second one we're going to look at is leave me high and dry. Okay, Jake said, "Don't just leave me high and dry." And that means don't, if we have a plan to do something, don't just not show up, right? Because Ryan just left him there. He didn't call him, he didn't email him. Don't just not show up. Don't just leave me high and dry. Okay? And that's exactly what it means. It just means don't leave me without notice. Don't leave me without a message or anything. He didn't know what happened. The next one is cough it up. Cough up the money. Just cough it up. It means give it to me. Cough it up means, you're reluctant to give it to me, but you should just give it to me, right? Kind of like when you have something stuck in your throat and it's reluctant to come out and you're trying to cough it up. Well, it's the same thing here. Cough it up means just, I know you're reluctant. I know you don't want to, but just give it to me. And the last one is don't leave me hanging. And don't leave me hanging is kind of like leave me high and dry. If you say don't leave me high and dry and you say don't leave me hanging, they kind of mean the same thing, right? But just a different way of saying it. Don't leave me hanging means, hey, I'm here because of you. I'm waiting for you and you're not here. So don't leave me hanging on here waiting for you, help me out. And again, each of the idioms has their Korean translation underneath. So I think this one is pretty simple to follow along with. You can try and make your own idioms or your own idiomatic expressions using these phrases. And see how they come out for you. not a problem at all. And you can send them to me at englishinphrases@gmail.com, and I'll give you some feedback on that. That's no problem. But yeah, that's going to conclude our dialogue for today. And always check us out for updated material at www.englishinphrases.yolasite.com, and send any inquiries to englishinphrases@gmail.com, and you can check the website for the proper spelling on that. Okay? Take care, guys, and happy studying. Bye-bye.